Hello. So I'm going to tell a story about my family. And I'm an only child, and I was born and raised in Long Island, New York, New York. My parents, they're pretty awesome. They grew up around the corner from each other, so my two families are like one huge obnoxious family, dysfunctionally amazing, and we celebrate holidays with 100 people, kind of like the EBs. And so in that, school was really important to my parents, and since I was the only one, I was really pushed for excellence. My parents kind of went hard, if you will. And back in 1984, I was actually skipped. I skipped the third grade. And so that summer of 1984, I spent most of the summer home learning cursive, because apparently they do cursive in third grade. So in order to go to fourth grade, I had to learn on my own all summer. So when I got back to school, fourth grade was amazing, but I think I kind of had a little rebellious streak. So school, for about 2-3 weeks, I just stopped doing my homework. Just stopped. just stopped. But this also coincided with the Christmas season. And if you remember, think back, if you will, 1984, pre-internet, talking about catalogs, okay? So, for children in 1984, think Sears, JCPenney's, the big toy books, okay? They come in the mail, and you spend weeks poring over the catalogs, each and every page deciding what you wanted. You wouldn't get it all, but you could, make notes and suggestions and circles and things. And so for 1984, my big four choices were a Rubik's Cube, a Care Bear, a Cabbage Patch horse to go with my Cabbage Patch kids, and the piece de resistance, a Polaroid camera. Okay, so I was really excited. And again, in my household, there was a standard of excellence. So I went to school. That was my job. I did all my assignments. I got straight A's. And I, was rewarded by my parents, who worked really, really hard to, give me the things that I wanted within reason. So I had no idea or thought that I wouldn't get these four things. I was going to get them, except for that little homework thing. So my mom was a PTA president. She was at the school almost every day. How I thought I'd get past not doing my homework for a couple of weeks, I don't know. But I was 8. So one day, my parents asked me, how's school? We talked about it daily. School's good. How's your homework? Homework's done. Okay, cool. So, it's the Christmas season, we're doing caroling, we're meeting our family, we get our tree, we're trimming the tree, we're singing, we're dancing, we're drinking eggnog, We put the tree up, wrap some presents, but, Santa doesn't wrap his presents. Those presents come out the night you go to sleep, and my parents just leave them unwrapped in front of the tree. So, when I went to sleep, there were a bunch of wrapped presents, and I knew my good four, my special four, were coming when I went to sleep. So, went to bed, woke up crack of dawn early. Unlike Sherry, I forced my parents to get up at 6 a.m. So, it's Christmas, get up. I ran downstairs. We've been robbed. There was a tree and no presents. We'd gone to bed at 8 o'clock with 20, 30, 40 presents, and I woke up and there were none, just the tree. We've been robbed. Santa came and now we have nothing. Call the police. My parents were like, the police, girl, please, we have not been robbed. What do you mean we haven't been? But all the presents, they're gone. My mother said, no. Here's one for you. She gave me a box. It was about this big. And I said, oh, okay, but where are the rest? Just open this one. Okay, one's better than nothing. All right, I'll open it. So I open it, and inside there's a smaller box. Okay, open that one, a smaller box. Okay, about 8, nesting doll boxes later, there's an envelope, just a white number 10, regular plain envelope. And I open the envelope. I'm like, what? Polaroid picture. What? The first picture, oh, my parents, they're in a department store. Oh, they're buying toys. The next picture, they're putting toys in the trunk. The next picture, oh, that's my living room. They're wrapping. Oh, my Care Bear. They wrapped it. The next picture, all the wrapped gifts are in the trunk. The next picture, Salvation Army? What the? The next picture, those kids have my toys. What? I dropped the envelope? What? I said, you have one job, school, and you have one responsibility, the truth. If we ask you a question, you tell us the truth. We are the only two people on this planet who love you more than life itself, and you owe us the truth. Therefore, this is your Christmas. So. So. I was shocked. In awe. And all I could think to do was grab the phone and call my grandmother. Grandma, grandma, grandma. You know. So, needless to say, it was a lesson that stayed really close to my heart and head. I stayed on the honor roll the entire rest of my academic career, straying not. And that very next Christmas, I was gifted with everything that I wanted from the Christmas before. And that is my story. Thank you.